We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hurricane Florence is about to make landfall on the Carolina coast. It's been lashing the coastline now for hours, and North Carolina getting the brunt of it. Let's go live to 1010 Winds reporter Al Jones, who's in Raleigh, Carolina. You've moved inland, haven't you, Al?
Yeah, I am. Many of the evacuees are doing the same thing, Susan. We have late arrivals here in Raleigh, and they're being put up in three brand-new shelters in Wake County. And those who got out are now telling me they're glad they really did. But despite a week of warnings, there were a lot of holdouts. And now, of course, there's rescues going on up and down the coast, especially in New Bern, where they have a 10-foot storm surge. And in Wilmington, 90-mile-per-hour winds, and Mayor Bill Sappho telling folks, as if he's got to say it, please stay in your homes, stay in your shelters, don't go out driving. He says the last thing he wants is a bunch of sightseers.
Yeah, we're seeing some of these images right by the coastline, and incredible, the power of this storm, and hard to imagine, this is the downgraded Category 1 storm that we're seeing now. It could have been maybe even much worse.
Yeah, but as they all, you know, they've been saying it for days, it's not about the wind, although the wind is substantial and it's picking up here. It's all about the storm surge and then those torrential rains. And for those who didn't heed the warning, you know, it may be too late because DOT just put out this map that shows hundreds of road closures up and down the coast, including 90 miles of I-40 east, and that's the main drag in and out of Wilmington.
Where you are in Raleigh, are there power outages? Are you seeing some of these effects?
We have no power outages up here yet, but of course the hurricane is still just on the coast, so it's got to come up a little ways. You know, last night we were eating in Wilmington, kind of our last meal before we got out. The only restaurant we could find that was open, they had two things. They had food and they had electricity, and of course you know it. By the time we left, the power had gone out and they ran out of food.
Oh, wow. Are the Waffle Houses still open?
People keep asking me that, and yes, they're here, but they're closed. The ones in that are in Wilmington, the three that we drove by, all three of them boarded up. So, yeah, you know it's bad when the Waffle House shutters.
Oh, wow. That is when you know. That's the barometer a lot of people use. Hey, just wondering, a lot of those evacuees, you know, we're thinking hotels, maybe they're staying with family. I mean, do you see some people who have traveled out maybe further inland by you who are just staying in their car somewhere or trying to find shelter somewhere else?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there was a minivan that pulled up in the parking lot here about a half hour ago, and I walked over to see if maybe they were late arrivals, and the hotel's full. So they just kind of drove here. They're in the parking. They're next to the airport. They're trying to decide what to do. He was saying, well, we can stay in our car. We can use the facilities in the hotel, that kind of thing. Or he said, maybe we can drive to Charlotte to see some friends. But that's a long drive right now with the wind and the rain. It's probably not a lot of fun.
All right, that's Al Jones joining us live this morning from Raleigh, North Carolina.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.